And now, James Gravel.
A child of God may freely abandon his faith in God and lose his home in heaven, as some throughout the ages have done. But no power in existence can forcibly take our faith from us or cause us to lose our home in heaven without our consent. Paul assured Christians of all ages that this was true when he wrote in Romans 8, verses 35 through 37, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 14, Paul put it like this, "I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul's point was simply this: heaven will be worth it all. Perhaps the writer of Ecclesiastes stated it best when he observed that God has made everything beautiful in its time, and that He put eternity in their hearts, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. It is that eternity in our hearts that is intended to draw us ever closer to God, and that eventuality will land us safely in heaven, the beautiful home of the soul.